I said, it's what was in the old house where I was born, I don't know. But by the time I remember going back there again, it was plumbed, all modern, well,
yes,
modern plumbing per se. And we always had now removed, I guess I was in the seventh grade. We moved from behind the store to the house where Mother and Dad live now. It was a stucco house alongside the store, and it was a two-bedroom modern house, per se. We had hot and cold in one of them. Had floor furnaces. Had an attic fan.
Hmm. On the top of the house, when those stoves that had fireplaces or something like that, or stoves, it'd be a what?
A chimney.
Yeah, usually.
Just a regular brick chimney.
Okay. Did most of the, you know, most of the industrial buildings, the industrial works would have what going up where all the smoke could go?
Smokestacks?
Yeah.
Yeah. They had another name for them, but I always called them smokestacks.
Uh-huh.
He had a real large one. I can remember seeing it, but I'm trying to remember where it was.
When you burn coal, all that
smoke and silt, cinders.
Yeah,
I can remember riding the old cinder trains to New Orleans, well, to Garyville. Open windows and coal burner steam engines.
Really? Get you dirty, all that.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw a special on television the other night about, I don't know where it was. They had a reliving of the cinder days on trains. They had a steam locomotive, coal powered, and people with goggles. Now, I don't remember the goggles. They had screens on most of the windows if you could get in the, and you always got as far back in the train as you could. Now, during the war, I can remember some nights a real hard time of trying to get to sleep. The trains would take on water at Government Street, the engines in that area between Government and North Boulevard. And the lift of the freight trains with all the petroleum products and everything else leaving the Humboldt plant. So we'd have quite a struggle. And I know you've heard or heard sound tracks of steam engines trying to get the momentum, how they'd slip. They couldn't put an even power to them. And the noise would wake us up. So I said we lived maybe about six blocks from the railroad. And it was double track there, and it was, the trains would pass each other in different directions there. And it was, it was quite noisy. I was late for school many a morning, waiting for trains.
Huh. Well, the sort of things, like in the yard, did your mother have a place where she'd grow?
Parsley.
Wow.
She always had parsley. But as far as her garden or anything, we never did have one. Now, she had a flower. She's always had flowers. In fact, she lives in a virtual jungle now. But, no, she never was.
You put them in a, what?
Just an old bed. Just a little area of ground where she'd grow her parsley. And she had mint a lot of times, too.
When you brought them in the house.
Well, when she was cooking, she'd just go out and get a few sprigs of parsley.
Nothing that big.
Oh, no. Oh, you mean house plants?
Cut flowers.
Oh, yes. She had vases and,
When you cut,